Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your house, into your home today on this beautiful Monday morning to share a few moments together in the reading of God's Word. This morning, we are going to be in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 56. And again, God's saving word for us this week is joy. In this passage of scripture, the angel Gabriel is sent by God to Mary of Nazareth to announce that she is favored by God and chosen to be the mother of God's son. The angel tells Mary about Elizabeth's pregnancy, and Mary then visits Elizabeth in Judea. The reading concludes with Mary's song of praise that's often called the Magnificat, which is from the Latin to magnify. So let's begin. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, and he had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled at the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How can this be?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and God's power will rest upon you, and for this reason the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth? It was said that she could not have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Soon afterward, Mary got ready and hurried off to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went to Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby moved within her. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said in a loud voice, "You are the most blessed of all women, and blessed is the child you will bear. Why should this great thing happen to me that my Lord's mother comes to visit me? For as soon as I heard your greeting, the baby within me jumped with gladness. How happy you are to believe that the Lord's message will come true." Mary said, "My heart praises the Lord. My soul is glad because of God my Savior, for he has remembered me, his lowly servant. From now on, all people will call me happy because of the great things the mighty God has done for me. His name is holy. From one generation to another, he shows mercy to those who honor him. He has stretched out his mighty arm and scattered the proud with all their plans. He has brought down the mighty kings from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has kept the promise he has made to our ancestors and has come to help, to the help of his servant Israel. He has remembered to show mercy to Abraham and to all his descendants forever." Mary stayed about 3 months with Elizabeth and then went back home. All right, today's key verse is Luke chapter 1, verses 32 and 33, where the angel said, "He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king as his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." And I can only imagine, I can't imagine the thoughts that went through Mary's mind as the angel revealed these things to her. And, you know, she was saying, physically, this can't happen. She's a virgin. How can she be with child? But I thank God that God chose someone who had the faith to say, if God said it, if this is what God declares for my life, then I accept it, and I just ask for God's help to enable me to live this thing out. And what a wonderful lesson this is for all of us today. God may call upon us to do the seemingly impossible, but with his help, all things are possible. Amen? Let us pray. Lord God, there is nothing you cannot do. Prepare my heart to be open to receive your word. Yes, Lord, I am your servant. Order my steps this day. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, our Monday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow as we read Luke chapter 1, verses 57 through 80, where we see the birth of John the Baptist. Until tomorrow morning, may God richly bless you.